And next we have Ludin Atbil from the Philippines, who is the coordinator of Jubilee South Asia Pacific, and they have been mobilizing against the corporate takeover of the Global Climate Fund. Ludin?
We have been saying that hundreds of billions of dollars are needed every year in order to enable the peoples of the South to deal with the impacts of climate change. And it is clearly the responsibility and obligation of Annex I countries to provide this finance. But what we have been witnessing, not only in Durban, but also in the last two COPs, is consistent with what is happening in the talks on the KP and the mitigations, and that is a complete evasion or refusal to fulfill the obligations and responsibilities of Annex I countries to provide this finance. The Durban COP is expected to approve the design of the Green Climate Fund, but the outcome from the Transitional Committee and the proposal on the table is a proposal that we find very difficult to accept, principally because they are proposing a private sector facility. And this is something outrageous because the fund is supposed to be for developing countries, for the good of the peoples of developing countries. What the Annex I countries are basically doing is wanting a fund that is completely based on their terms and that will operate primarily to fulfill what they see as necessary, and that is to provide access to the private sector to these funds because they believe the private sector is the one that should be financing climate change. What this means, of course, is more markets, more profits from the suffering of people, and climate finance that will not be based on the priorities or the policies of developing countries. There is now, in the process of the negotiations, valiant efforts on the part of some developing countries to prevent this and to curtail what is already on the table as a proposal. And we support these efforts. One specific effort now going on is to prevent the GCF from the Secretariat from being given to the GEF, which is actually basically the World Bank. So we would like to oppose and strongly express our opposition to this proposal.